Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, November 16th, 2013. It's my great pleasure to be interviewing Dave MacArthur tonight. Most of you listening have already seen the introductory videos to the show, and after 6 years of doing the show, I can honestly say I've never had more people calling me before a show expressing their interest, so I hope you find this interesting. No pressure, Dave. Thank you for being with us on Cosmic Love tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Christopher, and hello to everybody out there. It's exciting to be here, and I look forward to the call.
Dave, you once introduced yourself by saying that you were once sick, fat, and broke, and now you're not.
That's in a nutshell, yes.
You've obviously had an amazing journey. I'd love to hear your overview of recent developments with the research, the product, and the company.
Yes, I'd love to share with you. And you know, just to, on a serious note, yeah, I was at a place in my life. This was almost 10 years ago. I was 37 years old, and I distinctly remember looking at myself in the mirror one particular morning and saying, "What in the world has happened to you? You're about as far away from your goals and dreams and ambitions as you could possibly be." And I don't know that that's too unique. I think a lot of people wake up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror and probably say the same thing. But I was seriously in a not so good place. I was literally praying to God for two things. One, to take my life, because I was sick of living like that. And don't get me wrong, I had a beautiful family that loved me, but internally, when you're having struggles and you're not accomplishing the things that you want in life and your health isn't good physically, you've lost your health and your vitality and the energy, and you're just struggling and to get through the day. I called it survival mode, doing just whatever it took to get through the day. You're just out of balance when you start to, you know, coherently try to put together the pieces of life. And so I was literally, that was my prayer on a regular basis, that God would take my life or help me find the solution. And for me, luckily, he answered me with the latter, and that was to find the solution that so quickly turned around my life in every facet of my life. There isn't any area of my life that hasn't been touched because of this defining moment in my life. And it's a lot like many people know the late and great Jim Rohn. He said he got introduced to wellness and his life had never been the same. And that's the same for me. And so in gratitude for that, and what drives me is to go out and share with people that thing that so significantly turned my life around. So I hope we can get that across tonight and really touch somebody and give them some information that will help empower them in their own life.
Sounds like you were born again.
I was. I have it many times. Yes, definitely a renewness of life. There's no question.
Well, you know, I've been following this, the videos, and I've been watching them and tuning into them, and just trying to put my finger on the pulse of, you know, how this would resonate, and I'm excited about it. I'm really intrigued. I'm, be honest with you, I've begun taking the products, and I don't really expect to see any big results because I'm doing a lot of wellness products over the years, and I mean, I realize it takes a month or two or 3 months to really do cellular regeneration, you know, to the extent where you're really seeing systemic, you know, results in the body. And I've been, of course, working on that with different health products over the years. But for people that, you know, getting on the product, you know, I don't want to create, you know, mismatched expectations, you know, as far as it's not like a stimulant. Things aren't going to happen overnight. But the understanding of the product itself, recent developments of this product B, and the science of aging and longevity, could you give us some more information on that?
Yeah, let me just kind of take people on the journey that kind of led me up to where I am, and I can do that rather quickly. But based on what you just said, there's something there that I think is important that people understand. We always say and we always hear and we always concur with that the body's a miracle, and we understand that. It has its own innate capacity to heal itself. But it's a very complex instrument, and there's over 100 trillion cells, 100 to 130 trillion cells that make up a human adult.
Yeah.
And these are, like, not too long, these are new statistics because of the advance in technology and research and being able to see these things and see things like we've never had before. And those cells are dividing very rapidly and furiously every minute. About a billion cells a minute is what I've been told. Now, that's not very many cells compared to 100 trillion. So the body's this rejuvenating machine that wants to run optimally, yet it takes about 7 years to replace every one of the cells in the human body. Some of them replace sooner than others, but as a whole, the entire body can replace itself with new cells over the span of about 7 years. Now, you take into factor genetics, environment, health, lifestyle, job situations with stresses and all of these deadlines that people have to meet and these outside influences that are impacting this human body in a way that we're understanding like never before. So the symptoms that show up in our lives that lessen the quality of our life and they've been given labels by the medical community, they take a while before they're actually showing up to where they're given a label. It could take months, years, and even decades of decline within the body and this negative impacting on a daily basis before the symptom finally shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we go into a health program and to a lifestyle change, you really got to have realistic expectations because you have all of these systems going on in the body, all these other factors, all these other personal factors and environmental factors, and to go in and expect something to change overnight that may have taken 10, 12, 13 years to develop is just not a realistic expectation. And as a, you know, somebody who's out lecturing on wellness and wanting to mentor people to have the same kind of success I have, I realize that the mindset is the very beginning place to start in helping people to have that realistic expectation on the kind of results they're going to have. And it takes about 90 to 120 days just to assimilate what you're putting in the body on a daily basis into every single cell. And then from that moment, we start moving forward and the body's been saturated and starts to do its job in every cell. So does that kind of set that up as far as a mindset?
Yeah, the mindset I think is, I mean, it's like you really have to, you have to, it's like in a sense the placebo effect. You have to believe, you know, in the body's ability to heal itself when you give it what it needs.
Absolutely, and what I've learned and what I've been teaching is that the body does have this miraculous ability to heal itself. It has this own innate capacity to run optimally and actually do it, yet we're in a health crisis. So if the cells, like when I get cut, I was a mechanic for a lot of years, and when I got cut, my skin healed itself. That's pretty miraculous when you think about it, but it's so commonplace that we don't really esteem it as something miraculous, but it is. They're just literally healing up like nothing had ever happened. So if there's this ability of the body to do that, why the health crisis? Why has the Surgeon General said that this is the first generation of children that won't live as long as their parents?
No.
And USA Today, on the front cover, there was a story on children today. It was April 2012 that said that children that had been exposed to certain types of stresses, what we're going to talk about tonight is their telomeres are 10 years shorter than they should be for their age, meaning they're going to experience the degenerative diseases 7 to 10 years earlier. So with the body being this great miracle, why all the problems? And it's because we're partnering ourselves up with things that are destroying it. That's the one variable. That's the one X factor that's left up to the individual, is what am I going to partner myself up with on a daily basis? Am I going to feed them and allow them to be that miracle? Or am I going to self-destruct by putting in things, either ignorantly or knowingly, into my body that's going to partner up with my cells in a bad way and not allow it to be that miracle? But what I found with what we're going to talk about in the research and in the way of a supplement that has come out to support the body, I am seeing things that no nutrition has ever done before in the history of at least our generation. There's nothing that's been like this. This is the single greatest thing that we're going to talk about tonight that any person could do for their health by a long shot. And that's where we're finally at in this day and age of technology and research.
Well, I've been following the telomere research for quite a while now. I mean, I've been a clinical nutritionist, and I keep up on studies, and the telomere thing keeps coming up as kind of the leading edge of anti-aging breakthroughs. And the concept actually is quite breathtaking. Could you explain what's going on there on the end of these telomeres, what they are, and what's the big news there?
Yes, absolutely. And one other thing I want to say based on what we've talked about already is there's always hope for every single person. As long as you're still breathing, there is still hope because of that innate capacity within the body. All we got to do is partner those cells up with something that flips on the miracle within it, that innate capacity, and you start to see a 180-degree turnaround. And it's come down to this place where we haven't been before. And it's the most world-worthy news of all time. It's breaking news. And that is, first of all, the foundation of this research that we're leading up to is the discovery of telomeres. They were discovered back in the 1930s, and research wasn't enough technology didn't really know what role the telomere was playing in the biology of the human body. But as we've advanced, we now know where aging and degenerative issues are located in the human body. Before that, it was all just kind of theories and people kind of knocking things around and controversies on why we age and why we disease. But that's no longer a controversy. It's no longer up in the air for debate. There's this thing on the end of every chromosome. Now, your chromosomes are that little X-looking thing that holds your DNA. Your DNA is strewn through this chromosome. And then your chromosomes sit in the middle of the nucleus of every cell. And then that chromosome, which contains the DNA, is the gene expression for every single one of your cells to work together and to run optimally and get your organs to function properly, whether it's skin, hair, eyes, organs, cardiovascular, kidney, digestive system. They all run off of these cells, and down on the smallest level, the foundation is this DNA that's telling those cells how to show up for work every day. Now, what they've learned at the tips of these chromosomes is something called a telomere. And if you want a visual of what that might look like, think of a plastic tip on a shoestring. That shoestring being the chromosome and the plastic tip being the telomere on the very end. Mm-hmm. And that plastic tip holds the shoestring together. That's what the telomere does for the chromosome and the DNA, that really essential stuff when it comes to our quality of our health and our physical well-being. And so what they've learned is as cells divide, before they divide, you're going to replicate new DNA and new chromosomes to go into the new cell and run it. Well, it's in that moment during DNA replication that the telomeres actually shorten. You're losing the tips of the chromosomes. They're called bases. And like the plastic tip on a shoestring, as the plastic tip wears away, that shoestring starts to fray and the shoestring just becomes a mess. That's essentially what's happening to the DNA, the nucleic acids, and the gene expression of each and every one of your cells. And we're dividing cells every minute of every day. So the longer we're alive, the more cells we've divided, the shorter those telomeres are, and we start to take on these symptoms associated with aging. And that was awarded the Nobel Prize, making that discovery and locating where the problem was originating in 2009 in the category of physiology and medicine. So technology research and being able to see things on a really small scale have led us up to understand why and where we age. And that's at the tips of the chromosomes. And again, they're called telomeres. So did you want to touch anything? I can keep going, but I want to give you an opportunity to maybe expound on that a little bit more.
I'm definitely not going to expound on it. You've got it down, bro. But I'm really tuning into the implications of this, and that's what I'd like you to run with.
Okay. So now when you think of symptoms of aging, it might be wrinkled skin, gray hair, liver spots, thinning hair, you're needing glasses, your energy isn't as good, you're slowing down, it's harder to lose weight, you can't remember friends from high school anymore, things like that. That's symptoms of aging. But also think about the degenerative issues like MS, Parkinson's, diabetes, cancer, thyroid issues, muscular dystrophy, Alzheimer's, dementia, loss of vision, loss of hearing. all of these ALS, Lou Gehrig, I mean, the list goes on and on, right, these degenerative issues.
Yeah.
All of them are related to the breakdown of the telomere. So not just a handful or a few select. So when people say, well, will it affect this? Yes. If it's a degenerative disease, just yes. So not only the symptoms of aging, which we don't like when we look in the mirror, but the more debilitating things in our journey in this life. So there's a gentleman by the name of Bill Andrews, and we've become great friends. We work together now. We're business colleagues, and I just talked to Bill the other day. And Bill Andrews told me somewhere between the ages of 6 and 12, his dad had successfully talked him into doing something about that aging process. And Bill said, by the time I was 12 years old, I was fully committed. I knew what I was going to do with my life, and I knew the purpose for why I was born. And he came up with the motto, I'm going to cure aging or die trying. Well, Bill's 61 now. So he's been at this for a long time, and he became a geneticist, and a very well-known geneticist, an incredible geneticist. In 1994, he discovered a human gene called the telomerase gene, in 1994. And this telomerase gene works in conjunction with the telomere and that innate capacity that the body has to run optimally. The telomerase gene actually keeps that telomere from wearing away, and every cell has it, but not every cell is working. And where did he find it working? In the reproductive cells, the sperm and the egg. There, it's protecting the telomeres perfectly. So much so that there's never any damage to the reproductive cells. Ever. Not even after you've been alive for 20, 30, 40 years, there's no damage. You have the same DNA expression in your reproductive cells as you did when you were conceived.
Yeah, now, matter of fact, I've always wondered about, you know, the longest-lived people in the world that live to be like 120 and 140 years old, and they father children over 100 years old, and they're healthy babies, you know. And
yeah.
And I've wondered about that. What is it about the rest of the body can age, but the reproductive cells can be, and it's like in stem cells also. It's the same level of high telomeres or telomerase, you know, the enzyme or whatever
yeah.
that is.
Well, the bigger issue that we're seeing, especially with the kids nowadays, is the lifestyle issues, the environment, the food, what we're partnering
yeah.
our bodies up with. We're destroying that. We're not supporting the telomerase gene to work like it should. In most cases, it's suppressed within the body. And
mm-hmm.
in a lot of cases, we're actually damaging the telomeres even faster, like these children that have aged, take on symptoms of aging diseases 7 to 10 years earlier. So they're accelerating that telomere shortening. So not only are we not supporting the body and this telomerase gene through proper nutrition, proper exercise, we're actually destroying it faster. So it comes down to supporting the body, and
mm-hmm.
that comes through practices of the food industry and all of these different things that we're seeing going south rather than maintaining what the body needs to support that on that level. In fact, UCLA did a study on spinach in the 1950s. One bowl of spinach being grown in LA gave you enough iron for an entire week. One bowl.
Yeah.
It was 5 or 2008. It took 53 bowls of spinach to give you the same amount of iron that used to be in that one.
Really?
So we're really suppressing the body. Yeah, that was from UCLA in the same area. So we're really suppressing the body, and in some cases we're accelerating the degenerative issues. So, but if we were able to support that gene throughout the entire body, the theory was you really wouldn't age past full maturity, which would be like 23, 24, 25 when the hormones have made you into this full-grown adult. That seems like science fiction, that you would continue to have more and more birthdays, but you're really not taking on these symptoms of looking older. And there's movies that are out there now because this science and research has been leading towards that end, and so you've been seeing some of these science fiction movies about that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Time magazine said that this baby will live to be over 100 years old, and it had a picture of a newborn baby on there. So on one side, we're seeing research develop and move forward, but on the other side, when it comes to supporting the body, we're going backwards. So my crusade is to help people to understand what's going on so that they can make better educated decisions for themselves. So Bill Andrews discovers this gene, and it's in every cell in the human body, but it's suppressed. It's basically in there dormant. But he realizes that this is the key. And the company that he had been working for that discovered it, ran out of funding on it. And he's like, oh, no, I'm going to, if we're not going to pursue this, I'm going to open my own lab. And we're going to exclusively work on trying to activate this gene in the rest of the cells. And by 1997, Bill Andrews had started his own lab, and they actually were able to do that, replicate what the reproductive cells were doing in normal human skin cells, so that the skin cells were now acting like the reproductive cells. They were immortal. There was no limit to the amount of times they could divide.
Oh.
And then Harvard Medical School gets involved with the publication on this and the methodology, and they start working with mice. And they start instituting the same thing Bill was doing with the human skin cells with living mice. And these mice that were older all of a sudden reverted back to younger mice, it both physically, mentally, active-wise, their endurance, every capacity on every level of these mice. In fact, their bones even grew back. Their mental acuity was brought back. They had lost 25% of their brain capacity, which would be like severe Alzheimer's. All of a sudden, it's back to 100%. And not only that, the lean tissue in the brain grew back. So it was this full restoration on lean tissue and capacity. Their glucose levels leveled out, which meant the systems within the body, the organs, were functioning optimally again. Their activity level, they started acting like young mice. Their hair grew back that had fallen out. The skin got soft and smooth, all these amazing things. And so this was the first implications of what was really now taking place in the way of possibilities for helping people to live a better quality of life for a longer amount of time.
Now, how long did that take? How long did that take with the mice in human years?
Well, they saw results within 48 hours with the mice.
Really?
Within 48 hours.
But in human years, what would that be? See what I mean?
Well, I know that dogs metabolize things twice as fast, so I don't know if mice fall into that category. But, you know, the body's very restorative. Your skin cells, you know, that's most of the dust in your house is because your skin cells, they're dying off and rebuilding. So that's like every 1, 2 to 3 days you're rebuilding your cells on your skin.
Yeah,
some
I've heard that.
Whereas
the bone takes about 7 years, the skin's just a few days.
Yeah. Yeah, bones and some of these things take the longest, yes. So this was amazing breakthrough. There was less than 100 articles written on these telomeres since the 1930s, and then they publicized this and make it public knowledge. ABC News reported on these mice in Harvard, and there was over 2,000 articles written in less than 2 years. Or right around 2,000 articles. So it caused a lot of excitement, as you would imagine. But it really, even though ABC News reported on it, it just didn't reach into the public. Because what happened is as soon as they used this methodology, they started looking for inducers, things that they could use to activate this in humans, because that's really where it counts. Mm-hmm. And they actually in the lab were able to, but the compounds were not consumable for humans. They would have caused more harm than good. So you know how you hear about side effects from certain types of drugs. Same case here. So they proved that it could be induced with an inducer, but now we needed to find some safe compounds that would be able to do that for humans. And so,
in other words, they were looking for a cure for cancer. And
they were using
chemo agents.
Yeah, well, you know, there's over $33 million that was invested in Bill's research, and a lot of man hours, a lot of tedious work, and a lot of compounds. They sifted through over 304,000 different types of compounds. And tens of thousands of natural compounds as well. And they just couldn't get any activation out of any natural compounds, so Bill just felt like, you know, the only place we could look here is synthetic drugs and something that's going to force the body to do it. So that's where they were, and they did find, they found eight things that would actually do it, but unfortunately they would not be okayed for human consumption. So this brings us to why I'm involved today. I had been with a company at that point for about 6 years, a wellness company. In fact, the only wellness company I've ever been with that is the one that turned my life around for me. So I'm at our annual convention, like always. It's once a year. And Bill Andrews was on our stage, and they gave him about an hour and a half, 2 hours, to explain what his research had been and to do this PowerPoint presentation. And Bill Andrews had me at hello, because here I had been full-time on a crusade, feeling that my life's purpose is to help people recapture their health and their vitality and their positive attitude through doing that full-time, and I had never heard of Bill Andrews, and I had never heard of a telomere, and I'd never heard of telomerase. And so even though there was these great things that were happening, it never really caught on to the public because it couldn't be actualized in the public. It would be like, you know, when you have scientific information that's just information, it's uh-huh. it's like all the nerds. They like that, and they like to be in their little room and studying about that. And pardon me for saying nerds because I'm one of them. You know, I like information. But it just the general public is like, hey, come back and tell us about it when you can do something about it for me, right? So it never really caught on to the public. But I was still shocked that I had never heard of a telomere because what I had heard from Bill in that moment that he was on our stage was that was the core foundation of health. If somebody could address that, they would be addressing the issues of health like never before, at least not in our generation. So I got very excited. I went home and I did my fact-finding and I put my nose in the computer and I was surprised at how much information was out there and even videos and lectures that I had found on YouTube about telomeres and telomerase. So I learned very quickly about that. And then when Bill was there at our company, it was like around the end of 2009, it was an announcement that he was partnering up with the John Anderson, who's a world-renowned nutritional formulator. So I call it science meets wellness, which just doesn't happen very often where you have somebody on the far end spectrum of science and being so deeply ingrained in that and being one of the big players in it. And John Anderson on the other side working with botanicals and nutrition and wellness and homeopathy, those types of things. And so you had these two people introduced to each other by a Peter Greenlaw. Peter Greenlaw was the brainchild of these two guys coming together because he saw what they both had in the way of capacity. John Anderson had been formulating for over 30 years. He'd formulated for over 600 companies, 27 countries, and nearly 2,500 different health products. He's one of the pioneer of whey protein powder. He's has his own proprietary enzymatic process, which, you know, Liddy Flom, some of you may know her. She's this incredible individual and somebody I partnered up with in this crusade. And she says, you can live for like 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, 3 minutes without oxygen, but only about 3 seconds without enzymes. You would just hit the floor in 3 seconds because your body would shut down with the, because there's so many enzymatic processes that are going on in the body. And John Anderson is a genius when it comes to working with enzymatic processes, and nobody's been able to replicate what he's done. He's kept that well locked up behind doors. So he's always had this capacity.
The enzymes actually convert the nutrients into what the body can use. They're the ones that do that process, and that's why they're so critical. Without that conversion from the micronutrients into a form that the body can use, it's just like the construction crew with the construction materials in the body. So I can see why the enzymes are so huge.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Think of a big construction site like in downtown Chicago or New York, and you got all these hard hats out there. What if you took away all the hard hats immediately? Everything would stop immediately in the building. There would be nothing left to move it forward. And that's basically what's happening in the human body with enzymatic processes. They're so critical. And so for John to be able to have his own proprietary way of symbiotically working with phytonutrients, not just nutrients, the phytonutrients that are within the natural botanicals. So take, for instance, like a root. John Anderson says he can identify between 500 to 800 different blueprints within that one root.
Really?
In the way of a phytochemical, yes. He has this ability to go in and extract that one blueprint that he knows.
And he uses the standardized concentrates, which they call nutraceuticals, doesn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's over the top on everything. In fact, some of them even exceed that grade of nutraceutical, which is a very high level of pureness. So
standardized things,
they spend millions of dollars as a company to inspect every single nutrient that they've contracted for. And John knows where they are around the world. That's one of the things that he made his priority was to learn what other cultures had and what they were doing. he would sit down with cultures, and at lunch he would notice they're drinking a tea, and at breakfast they were drinking the same tea, and then at dinner they're drinking the same tea, and they don't have cardiovascular issues and diabetes and neuropathy. And so he'd ask them, what's in this tea? I notice everybody's drinking it. And he would learn from these cultures.
Yeah.
And then he would contract with them and literally buy land that was like in the Himalayas. He bought land at the tops of the Himalayas to make sure he always had a supply of something called Shilaji. So he learned, and he literally brought nutrients back to the United States that are in our health food stores now because of him. So he's a big player in that that nutraceutical world, the botanical world. But he also knows that there are things within, like let's say the aloe vera leaf. Mm-hmm. There are things in the leaf that will cancel out other restorative things within the leaf. So if they go in together and they're ingested at the same time, you don't get the maximizing effect mm-hmm. of that one phytonutrient that's in the same botanical. So there are things that cancel things out, and he's learned that over his lifetime. So here he has this very special gift and ability. So now he's being partnered up with another guy who has a very special gift and ability to understand how to work with and induce this telomerase gene and support the telomeres. They have the most renowned, most technologically advanced, and they're the only lab in the entire world that has specifically been working just on this telomerase problem.
No.
And no other lab in the world's been playing at that level. So they partner up, and it's an announcement. There was no product at this time, and John Anderson comes out on the stage, and he says, look, I've never, and John's 67 years old. John says, I've never been more excited in my life. It feels like everything I've done has led up to this moment and prepared me for it. He said, I just didn't know these things about the telomeres like Bill's teaching me. And now that Bill's teaching me, I can design something, and I believe I can do it. I can design something to support those telomeres with an all-natural product. And he says, I'm so excited. I'm building in my own lab in my backyard. He says, it's going to be about a $4 million lab. It's more than halfway completed. He said, I'm having equipment brought in based on what Bill's taught me, and I already have ingredients being stored up from around the world that are being shipped in. And so there was no product, but just this great announcement of these two guys getting together. So they were like kids in a candy store, just really giddy and excited, right? So we adjourned after our three-day event, and I waited. While I was studying, I was waiting patiently for the next bit of news. And it wasn't too long that I had heard that John Anderson had sent some ingredients over to Bill Andrews. Now, these are symbiotic formulations. They're just in a little vial with a piece mm-hmm. of tape and a number on them. Bill doesn't know what's in them, but he's going to bet these symbiotic formulations in the normal human skin cells, like he always does. He works with normal human skin cells in a petri dish.
Mm-hmm.
And he induces, they know how to do this. They've invented the equipment, and they patented it, and they know what they're doing. And they work with these skin cells with these symbiotic formulations, and so they start putting John's in. Now, you're not going to get the full enormity of it on this phone call, but in a very short amount of time, in like 65 attempts, John had come up with 7 major hits from his all-natural symbiotic formulations, which just absolutely caught Bill Andrews by surprise. He did not expect that. In fact, he was almost going to shelf the ingredients John was sending over because they felt like, you know, we're busy, we're working on this, we're trying to figure this out, and we've already tried natural ingredients. We can't get them to work the way we want them to. And here's this guy sending us more natural ingredients. But Bill tested them, and he very quickly left a voicemail on John's phone, and they played that voicemail over the speaker system at the event. It was everybody was rolling in the aisles because it was so funny to hear this scientist very excited. And he said, you've got a lot of excited scientists over here. What are you doing? Lancer's in there. He's processing more of the data. As soon as you get this message, call us back. We're really excited over here. So John didn't know that he called and left a message. In fact, John said, I was still in my lab. I was spending a good 14 to 15 hours a day in my lab, and when he left that message, I was still in the lab, and my phone was in the house. Well, he gets another voicemail before John even knows about the first one, and they found some hits that were they were equal to what they were working with those other compounds that were not safe for human consumption.
Wow.
And Bill left this voicemail, and oh my gosh, that's when everybody started laughing because he was so excited, as you could imagine he would be, finding all natural ingredients that were just equaled what they were doing in the lab with the other compounds that humans couldn't take. But the difference is these ones are safe. They're from natural botanicals. Uh-huh. They're coming from plants. And Bill ends that last voicemail with, boy, we sure wish you would answer your phone. You got a lot of excited scientists over here. I'm going to call your wife, Cher, so she'll call you to tell you to call us. And everybody was just laughing. So Bill Andrews says that this is the greatest collaboration of his lifetime. He says, I've never been more excited. And he said, for John Anderson to do what he was able to do in so short of a time with these natural ingredients puts him in the category of genius. And he says, now don't mistake the ingredient list on the bottle. He said, you could go to the nutrition store, pick up every one of these ingredients that are listed on the bottle,
yeah,
get them at the highest absorbable level you could, and it would never produce the same results they're seeing in the lab.
Because
we don't know how John's doing it. In fact, he asked John to make that public, because that's what scientists do, and then other scientists validate their work, right? And then they get the recognition. And John kind of chuckled and said, no, this will remain proprietary, and it will run exclusive through our company.
So, in other words, it's sometimes not the individual phytonutrient nutraceuticals, but it's the symbiosis or the synergy of them working together.
Yeah, and it's not, and it's on a deeper level than what's listed on the product. So out of one of those ingredients, you have between 500 and 800 different options of what you're going to use.
Really?
And so, yeah, that's the genius of John Anderson. This is something, just like telomeres, Bill Andrews says, look, it's not just about working with cells and putting something in them to see if you can make this happen. He says it's way more complicated than that. And even telomere scientists don't have the ability to do what they're doing and the know-how. And it's the same thing with John Anderson. John's always known how to formulate this way. It's what changed my life because I started using products that he formulated. And, you know, it's just it's an amazing thing to be able to be a part of and watch this thing from the inception to move forward, the validity of it, the integrity behind it, the motivation behind it. Everything is in place up to the highest level of integrity that you could possibly even imagine. And, and I love that. And I sat down at dinner with John and Bill, all just the three of us. And I was on a call the other night with Gabriel Cousins. Many people know Gabriel Cousins. And we started the phone call at 10 o'clock. It was me, John, Bill, Gabriel, and Jason. And it went past 12 o'clock at night, and I'm sitting listening to these geniuses. I mean, could you imagine a phone call like that?
Yeah.
And what they're talking about and what their motive. These guys are like geeks, right? They're not like, oh, how are we going to make money with this? That never even came up once. It was the science and what's happening and what it means and where we're headed and all of these other incredible things that we're pioneering history is what we're doing right now. And every phone call, every meeting I do, every presentation is another chip at creating history and pioneering it. And I've done over 700 presentations around the country in the last 2 years. So I've been very busy, and but we're doing it. And there's a lot of people that have partnered up and are joining the crusade. And one great, magnificent story, one very dear to me, is my dad. My dad's a retired school teacher, and he got to the age where he just couldn't substitute school teach anymore. He loved teaching, and he would substitute school teach every day, 5 days a week. He lives in Orange County. But then he just got to that point where, you know what, somebody gets older, their body starts to atrophy. They can't get around. They're not as mobile.
Yeah.
That's where my dad was. Even his voice, you can hear it in their lungs. The lung capacity starts to go, and their voice changes and all that. Well, when the product came out, because they released the product in August of 2011, it's in capsule form. It's powder, but it's in capsule form.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 120 capsules in a bottle. You're going to take four a day, two in the morning, two at night. Again, it's all natural. There's no contradictions with anything that you're taking. I mean, it's water-soluble. The body's just picking it up and doing what it knows how to do, like when we eat food, because that's really what it is. But it's a specialized food to support the telomeres. Well, I tell my parents about it, and they're like, yeah, David, I'll talk with your mom about that, and we'll get back to you. Well, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
I'm off my rocker. It's just David. He's on some weird thing, some trip. So they didn't take it. And I'm out lecturing around the country. I stop in Orange County to do some meetings, and I see my dad, and it struck me with fear, thinking, funeral. I'm thinking funeral now. So I immediately give the product to my parents, which had now been improved and advanced through John continuing to work with Bill Andrews. And because we're just getting started, they've improved it two more times. So we're on this third generation product B. And from second generation to third generation was a big jump in that improvement of supporting the telomeres. So I immediately give it to my mom and dad. I stay there for 3 days. They take two in the morning, two at night, and I say, look, I'm just going to ship it to you. It's going to show up automatically. I'm going to pay for it. 4 months later, I call my dad, and he was substitute school teaching. He was literally at the high school walking down the hall, and he was back to substitute school teaching at 88 years old. Where my dad was, that's a miracle. If you knew where my dad was, and for him to be back to work again, it's a miracle. So it's not a drug. We have to say this. There's a law of the land. The FDA says that, you know, only pharmaceuticals and drugs and doctors can cure diseases. So the disclaimer is this is a supplement. It's not ruled by prescription drugs and by doctors. This is a supplement that supports the human body in its own capacity. And so it's food, but it's a specialized formulation of food, obviously. So it's not a drug. It's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illnesses or diseases. However, that being said, when you can partner your body and your cells up so that you can turn on that miracle, fear not, it's just cells, is what Liddy Flom says. Fear not, it's just cells. So if you're having some concerns with your health, you just got to partner those cells up. And then, like you had mentioned in the beginning, just it's wisdom to know that, hey, let's give it some time. This is a complicated body. It took a long time to get here. Let's give it some time. But I will tell you this. The body is very regenerative, and people do see results right away. Absolutely. And if I may say one thing in the way of wisdom and setting up the mindset for people to start on a journey like this, is that my wife said she got results, but it wasn't the one she wanted. This is such a great thing. I'm so glad I was in the presence of my wife when she said that to a group of people. Because so many people get results, but it's not always the one that they wanted. So what did my wife want? Well, for 17 years, she's been wanting to lose that last 20 to 25 pounds. That just won't come off. And it's interesting because my wife has been on thyroid meds for about 17 years, and everybody knows that that regulates hormones and that that has a lot to do with weight loss. And no matter what she did, no matter what doctor she saw, no matter what prescriptions they gave her, no matter what programs she did as far as working out, diet and exercise, nothing would, it wouldn't come off. So she's going into this thinking, okay, I tried everything else. Maybe this will be the thing that gets rid of this one thing that I want to get rid of, and that's the weight. Well, she didn't lose a pound. But what did she start to see right away? Right away, literally the first night, she started sleeping through the night without waking up. And she's one of those people that will consistently get up, you know, once to twice a night on a pretty regular basis, which really takes its toll. And you start to develop these dark circles under your eyes and the bags, and you feel kind of worn out. And people were consistently asking her, are you tired? You look like you're worn out. And being a trooper that my wife is, and I really commend her for her attitude and being positive, even in this situation, she said, oh, I feel okay, I'm fine, yeah, totally. But she would always be asked that because they could see it in her face. Mm-hmm. So immediately she starts sleeping through the night, all that goes away. That was a big deal, but it wasn't the one result that she wanted. The other thing was her fingernails stopped breaking. She had this problem where if they started to grow, just barely started to grow, she would hit something and they were constantly chipping and breaking, which is a big indicator of what's going on in the human body. Your nails are really a pathway to understanding that, right?
Bones too,
so immediately, and I don't know if you're noticing that, but on Product B, I noticed that my fingernails grow like weeds and they're very strong, and we hear that commonly a lot. Huh. Another thing that she saw within a month was her hair. It stopped coming out. Like, you know, you usually see hair around the counter in the bathroom and things like that. That stopped happening. My wife has beautiful, thick, curly hair, and it stopped shedding, basically. So those three things, pretty significant. She saw those relatively quickly. And then so that helps with the mental acuity, the mental energy, and all of that because of sleeping through the night. Well, she didn't lose a pound. Not even at 4 months had she lost a pound. But something very interesting that we noticed at 4 months, her eyebrows, where she's never had eyebrows on the outsides of her eyebrows, they grew in. She's never had them since birth. Yeah. So
I had a thyroid condition also. So and I know it relates to that. I know the around the eyes, you know, the thing with thyroid and the eyebrows, But I've been a thyroid dominant metabolic type. I've had it analyzed, but I support my thyroid with, you know, other
natural
tablets. Yeah. But I know what you're saying about how something like this can work, and with the fingernails. I mean, to me, it's like the skin and the fingernails are a really good indication of what's going on inside the body. And I'm looking, as we're talking, I'm looking at the ingredients on here, you know, on the product B. And I'm realizing that a lot of what you've got on here, these are, I used to do formulations for companies with nutritional supplements. And I used to be an herbalist,
wow. Yeah.
So I recognize a lot of these ingredients on here, and I actually used quite a few of them in my one formulation I did before. And so I realize also that he's not going to put the concentrates, the level of concentrates he has on these different ones. In other words, he's done a generic label here to list the ingredients, but he doesn't go into the formulations of what concentrate they are and whatever, and I can understand why he does that. But a lot of people maybe just looking at this would realize, well, I can get this stuff at the store, you know, all these different ingredients. There's nothing unique about this. But I understand with labeling laws and, you know, with doing labels like this, you don't go into, you know, the precise formulations, you know, and you don't put that on the label so someone can copy it.
Yeah.
It's pretty
proprietary. Well, and which phytonutrients, which phytochemicals is he extracting from those? Because when you look at that, there's literally thousands. There's only like, I think, like, what, 30 to 60 different ingredients listed on the back. But there's literally thousands and thousands of different phytonutrients or chemicals within each one of those all combined.
That's right.
So which ones of those is he using? And then on top of that, it's a great antioxidant as well, which helps with that inflammation and the swelling and things like that. So there's ingredients in here as well for this incredible antioxidant product, which produces results right away.
I saw the turmeric,
yeah,
in it. I saw the milk thistle works with the liver, and of course, there's other stuff here. I could go on and on and on, but
yeah,
and I mean, I'm looking at this and said, "Woo, this guy, you know, someone's really, really
done
it right here."
Yeah, a lot of the nutritionalists say that. A lot of them that know their ingredients are like, "Wow." I know somebody who had like compared pricing for all of these ingredients. It's up over $500 if you were to get all of these.
Yeah,
so
separately.
You know, and to finish off my wife's story, so at 4 months, she hadn't lost a pound. But here's these great results. But for most people, they'd say, well, I'm not getting that one result, therefore it doesn't work. It's not going to work for me. Well, remember the body. It's 100 trillion cells. It's a bunch of different systems, and they're all dividing. It takes up to 7 years, right? So at 10 months, she's still not seeing any weight loss. Yet there's other things that she's noticing, and people are starting to compliment on how young she's looking, right? 15 months, still no weight loss. Again, most people at this point would say it's not working and throw the baby out with the bathwater. At 18 months, that's when it happened. The body had been taking these ingredients in enough. It had been doing its magic the whole time, every day. It just took 18 months to address that issue within the body, and she's lost all 25 pounds, and she now, Grandma Carrie, now weighs what she did when she was 19 years old.
Really?
And it's freaking everybody out. I mean, for lack of a better term, freaking, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, literally, people are shocked. People that know we've been on this health journey for nearly 10 years now are now jumping on board because of what product B has done for her. And there's just no, and there's so many people want to lose weight and things like that and look younger and have a better vitality. And so, you know, it just comes down to that. It's like Dr. Watine out of Florida, who's put over 400 of his patients on it. He's an internal medicine doctor out of Florida. And he said that it just comes down to quality of life. He says, fountain of youth, no fountain of youth. I mean, he says, I don't believe in the fountain of youth. But I do believe in results, which I am seeing with all 400, and I've only changed one variable. And it comes down to quality of life. It's the results and how people get to live their lives. And baby boomers are expected and estimated to spend $600 billion trying to stave off the symptoms of aging. And by the year 2015, that's a lot of money. And their telomeres are really short. At 60 years and older, you've been dividing cells for a long time, which by default, your telomeres are really short. So the number one issue in a baby boomer's, you know, their number one issue, or their number one asset, is their health. And if you're losing that, that becomes your number one issue in your life. And so they now know that that's where it's going to create a trillion-dollar industry. But it really comes down to understanding what we have in this bottle. There's over 60 years of research and science and earning the right to put together a product like this between these two guys. And easily, just in what Bill Andrews has done, and just on Product B alone with John Anderson, over $40 million. In this bottle.
Oh, I believe
so
that.
It's a very special thing that we've got here, and it's just a matter of putting it to the test, putting it in your body, watching what happens. And the thing that I love about it is that when you change somebody's health and you restore their health, you restore their vitality, their mental acuity, it really changes their attitude. And when you can change somebody's attitude, that's a tool that you can use to really impact the world. And really, on a world level, on a world community level, make a positive impact for change, for the positive. And that's my crusade. I feel really like I'm called to do this. I get that confirmation over and over and over again on a spiritual level. But I also get that confirmation over and over again from the text and the emails that I get from people. So, with that, you know, I don't know how much time we have left, but
in a few minutes. But I just wanted to say, you know, this grandpa baby boomer, you know, has had a pure intent, you know, with three holistic health centers, and for many years I've, you know, worked with different, you know, what I consider cutting edge nutraceuticals and nutrition regimens, and I've seen the results. I used to have an iridology camera where I'd photograph people's eyes and project them on the wall in a dark room and have them look themselves in the eyes and show them where there's a separation of tissue. And I saw with different herbs and nutraceuticals how the body would knit together, you know, and heal those different portions. And you'd see knitting lines in the eyes where those organ systems corresponded. And I've seen it. I've worked with this, you know, now for 33 years. And I've really looked for something coming out on the telomeres that I could, you know, really believe in and try. And I'm pretty excited about this myself, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, people have been expecting it, and as I've been going around, I am educating and lecturing to a lot of doctors, pharmacists, healthcare professionals, chiropractors, and it's the validity and the credibility behind Bill Andrews, and it's his number one priority. He's out lecturing about it as well. He's now to the point where he's about doing as many lectures or even more than I've been doing lately. But a friend of mine was searching for a website because he wanted to, you know, make his own little website around this product, and he found a website. It was something about being young, like be young forever or something like that, and it was already taken. So he calls the person who has the website because it's not up on the internet, and the guy said, "Why do you want to purchase this name from me, this URL? Is this about a product?" And Dr. Noonan answered back and said, "Yes, as a matter of fact, it is." And he says, "Does it work?" And Dr. Noonan says, "Yes, I take it, and my patients are on it, and yes, it works." He said, "I went in and bought as many websites as I could about being young forever or staying young or growing young. I think it was growyoung.com is the name of it." Uh-huh. Because he knew eventually somebody would call him because they wanted the website, because there was now a product on the market that would do just that. That's the expectations that people have had. And this guy's now partnered up with Dr. Noonan. I was on the phone with him, and he's just a brilliant marketer, and he does a lot on the internet. So people are willing to embrace this, and when the motivation is in the right place and you have everything in place as far as the technology, the know-how, and it's producing the results, people can tell. People can feel that. They can sense it. And they're embracing it. And it's a wonderful thing because I'm watching the transformation of people's lives. And to me, there's no greater calling than that, to be of assistance and to serve other people to greatness. So we're doing that in a way that no nutrition has ever done it before. I'm going to reiterate that. This is the single greatest thing. Now, look, it doesn't address every single issue. You're still putting stuff in your body. And if you're putting bad things in your body, that's not good. You need to work on eliminating that. But based on what I've seen with this product for over 2 years now, because it's been released since August 2011, it's the single greatest one thing that anybody could do for their health by a long shot. There's nothing that even comes close. And you compound that with the ease of taking the product. Two capsules in the morning and two capsules in the evening. I mean, it's so simple. So my parents, I introduced them to nutrition and supplements, and they stayed on it for about 2 months, and then they were off. This, they've been on it for about 8 months now, 8 months to 9 months. So that's a test, the ease of taking this product and the results it's giving.
I believe in it. I'm sure the listeners have been really gratified with what you've shared. I'm really grateful that you could be with us, Dave. This has been great, and I just wanted to kind of do a wrap and reference that, you know, social networking has come of age with the internet, and as most of you know, the ethics of networking warrants that you get back to the person who shared the information about this show, you know, with you. So, Dave, thank you so much. Here's to everyone's health and prosperity, and may cosmic love bless you and yours. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.